We're on Siman Chav Zayin. That's the halachas of Talmud Torah, which is right after the halachas of Shacharis. I'm just starting with a couple minutes of Kitzur until everybody comes in. After Shacharis, so then we have Hilchas Talmud Torah. Why? Because the Kitzur says it's very important for everybody in the world. No matter how little he can learn, he should have a fixed time for learning, preferably right after davening. Even if you have to go run, make a million-dollar business deal, make sure that you at least learn a pasuk before you get into business. And he says that it's a very good thing that they have all of these chaburis in the shuls, a chevras tehillim, a chevras mishnayis. Okay, good. All right. So he says it's a very good thing that we have these things. Everybody is chayev to learn Torah, whether you're poor, whether you're rich, whether you're strong, whether you're weak, whether you're old, whether you're young. You can't get rid of that chiyuv. And if a person is honest that he doesn't know how to learn anything, or he has absolutely no time, so then he can be mekayem his chiyuv by supporting other people who are going to learn for him. That's the famous case of Yisachar and Zevulun, and also Shimon Achi Azariah. Shimon was called the brother of Azariah, even though Azariah was the businessman and Shimon was the Talmud Chacham, because without Azariah it wasn't possible for Shimon to learn. Okay, a person should be kaveya itim l'tayra. If a person is not terasei kva and he just learns a little bit, so this is interesting. He says, what should you learn? So the Kitzur says the person should learn, the main thing he should learn is the halachas that are pertinent to his life, and also Sifrei Musar, because Sifrei Musar destroy the Yetzirah, it'll make you into a higher level person. He says a very good idea to learn Chakli Yisrael, which is, you know, little pieces of everything that that they have, that you go through different pieces of everything according to a daily schedule. A person leaves the room, he says, there's an inyan, you should not leave your sefer opened where you were learning, because otherwise it's kasha l'shechcha. So close the book or turn over the page, otherwise it's not good. The other thing, and this is the last halacha that he has over here, is that when a person learns, he should ideally say the words out loud. So a person should speak out loud. And he says that even if a person is an Am Aretz and he really doesn't chop very much in his learning, or even if a person doesn't understand his learning at all, he's Mekayim V'limadetem just by saying the words of Divrei Torah. And more than that, if a person learns and doesn't understand, so it's muftach that when he gets to Olam Haba, whatever he didn't understand in this world, he will understand in Olam Haba. So that is the siman on Talmud Torah, siman Chav Zayin. And Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow, those of you who will be with me will be Chav Ches. That's the halachas of Sefer Torah and Shar Sifrei Kodesh, and with that we finish the halachas of Shacharis, and then after that, yeah, Midas, Lashon Hara, Refuah, all these other interesting side topics. Okay.